It is Midweek Extra with the Anfield Wrap. I am Neil Atkinson, sitting in for John Gibbons. I've got Adam Melia and Paul Johnson in front of me to talk about, well, we're going to start off talking about Liverpool 0, Atalanta 3. We'll obviously work through that chat away. And then from there, we will begin to line up a little bit of conversation about the weekend's game as well against Crystal Palace. Liverpool are, it's important to say, no one's got more points in this country than Liverpool as things stand. Atalanta were sixth in Serie A. Do you want a rare name drop?
Go on.
Today on the way in, the train, so I get the train, I get off the train at Moorfields, and I bumped into David Fairclough.
Right.
Lovely man. Always nice to see him. And we had a little bit of a chat, and obviously we talked about last night. And he said, and it's a lovely boot room phrase that I liked a great deal, he said they tried to be too easy-ozy.
Easy-ozy, I love that.
Easy-ozy's fantastic. And
that's from the same generation that brought us the big heads about the first team.
And all that sort of thing. It is the absolute business. And Adam, I think that they tried to be too easy. Ozzy actually he's absolutely spot on, and I think that there's a difficulty going into a game like that where for Atalanta, listen, they're still in the Italian Cup. They can win that. They look at this, it's the biggest game of their season in a ton of ways. They turn up and treat it like it's the biggest game of their season, and Liverpool were too easy. Ozzy,
yeah, I think they were. To put it mildly, maybe I think that we've tried to get through a few games recently. I thought the same in the first half against Sheffield United. I said it on one of the shows that I was on after that, that I really think it doesn't suit us if we try. Whenever we try and be a bit different, I think it doesn't suit us to not be ourselves. And I thought in that particular game we were trying to be patient against Sheffield United, and it didn't suit us. And you end up, patience turns to sloppiness. I think there was circumstances probably around the easy-oziness which transpired last night, which I think if you were being less kind than David Fairclough, you'd say was a bit of complacency. I think that I was complacent, which is probably not as important as Klopp and the players being complacent, and a bad mixture of players who've played a lot, who we've really relied on and haven't let us down, starting to look a bit tired. And they were either playing and looking a bit tired or being replaced by players who were just coming back in and really needing rhythm and not having rhythm. And the only way you can get rhythm is by playing games. And I think everybody would have said that last night's game was the game to do it. So, you know, there's no kind of after timing really about around it. I think that we did need to do some of those things that we did last night in order to get some of those players back in, that we're all delighted to see, by the way. But I think it was hit by an Atalanta side that grew in confidence, played very well. However, I think we were to blame for a lot of what happened.